In today's Mishnah, we're in the 10th and 11th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek of Masechta Shavuot. And in these two Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses the scope of both Shavuot Bitui and Shavuot Shav, the two types of Shavuot we've been discussing till now. That is because in the Prakim that follow, we'll be discussing other types of Shavuot. So while some of the specifics might appear obvious, that is because they're mentioned now in contrast to the other type of Shavuot where there will be differences. So Mishnah says, Shavuot Bitui no hege ba'anashim v'anashim. When it comes to Shavuot Bitui, it doesn't matter who utters it, be it a man or a woman, Shavuot Bitui would apply. So if Shavuot Bitui is an expression regarding someone will do or won't do something, or they did or didn't do something. Baruchukim or Bakrovim also doesn't matter if you remember, we said that when someone makes a Shavuot, it can apply to another person in the sense that he can make Shavuot that I'm going to give another person an item. So the Mishnah says that other person can be non-related or can even be a relative. Bekshayim or Bsulim. Also, the person making Shavuot doesn't matter if they're normally kosher le'edus, I mean they can act as a witness in a court, or whether they normally cannot. Also, it doesn't matter b'fnei beitim v'shelo b'fnei beitim. It doesn't matter whether the Shavuot is uttered in front of beitim or the Shavuot is made outside beitim. Simply mipi atzman. Also, it's a Shavuot if he utters it himself. However, if someone tries to put a Shavuot on somebody else, so they said, I'm making you swear such and such, then it wouldn't work. Unless the person responded, as we'll learn in a minute, amen. In other words, he accepts the shvuah that the other person wanted him to take on. As we've mentioned already before, v'chayv al zidono makor v'al shigrato korban or levi ored. So all the people we've discussed in this Mishnah, if they make such a shvuah and then go against it, if they did deliberately, they would receive lashes, and if they did so by mistake, it would bring this korban or levi ored, the korban which varies with what the person can afford. Now, we learn Mishnah Yud Aleph, which is Shavuot Shav. So when it comes to the Shavuot Shav, we discuss three different types. Translated as being like an empty Shavuot, or a meaningless Shavuot. That's Noheg Anashim V'Nashim. Both a man and a woman would violate this prohibition if they make such a Shavuot. Baruch Hukim V'Krovim. As we said, that sometimes this Shavuot Shav can apply to another person. So if someone says about a man that is a woman, or the other way around, so it doesn't matter if this other person is related or not. B'Ksherim V'Psulim. Whether that person, the person saying the Shavuot, is Kasher La'edut or not. B'fnei beitim shelo b'fnei din, and mipi atzmo. So once again, also it doesn't make a difference whether the person makes this shavuot shav in front of beitim or outside beitim, and importantly, he says it himself. Mishnah says, v'chayvim al zidono makot v'al shigrato patur. And once again, we've mentioned this before, when it comes to shavuot shav, if someone makes such an empty shavuot, or meaningless shavuot, deliberately, and he's forewarned, he would receive lashes, and if he does it by mistake, he would be exempt completely. So Mishnah is v'chadzo v'chadzo. When it comes to both a Shavuot Shav and Shavuot Bitui, so far we've said the person has to utter the Shavuot themselves. However, there can also be Hamushba Mipi Achirim. If someone else makes the Shavuot for the person, they can also be Chayv. But how would this be so? Ketzad? Amar, if the person himself says, Lo Achalti Yom, that's by Shavuot Bitui, he says, I didn't eat today. Or, Lo Henachti Tefillin Yom, I didn't put on Tefillin. And the friend responds, Mashpia Cha'ani, do you swear? If the person says, V'amar amen, he says, yes, effectively I do, I accept the Shavuot, then that will be considered as if he himself made the Shavuot, and it would be Chayev when it came to the Shavuot, if the truth was in conflict with the Shavuot, meaning he did eat, or it was in contradiction to what he said about Tefillin. That was Mishnah today.